Morning, Houston on two. Quick question about audio monitors.
Go ahead on two.
Yeah, good morning. I'm looking at my next audio monitor task, and my understanding is I'm supposed to collect the audio monitors from Sergey and Sergey, and I was wondering, and then I'm supposed to take one and wear it. And my question was, am I supposed to do anything with them first, like data download or anything like that, or just choose one, replace the batteries, and wear it?
We'll check on that for you, and I'll get you an answer soon.
Copy all. I'll go collect them from Sergey and Sergey momentarily.
Copy, thanks. Location Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris, an acoustic monitor.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
All right, no need to do a data transfer at this time. Just put it on.
Copy all. I will go grab those from the Sergeys and do that, and the ARED cylinder evac has been completed.
Copy that. Thank you.
Munich, this is Station on 2 for granular sound.
And Chris, this is Munich. Just for you, we need to wait for another 20 seconds to get our commanding in place. But while I have you, we have one more request. Could you please try to flip the switch in such a way that the 28-volt LED stays in the field of view during the process?
Absolutely. I hopefully will be in a good position for that, but definitely let me know if you can see it or not based on my body position.
In Station Munich for Chris and Granular Sound, we are ready for you to flip the switch.
Copy that. I am going to switch switch 1 to off, wait 60 seconds, and then switch 1 off, CB1 open, wait 60, and then CB1 close, and then switch 1 to on while watching.
And that's a good understanding. So right now you're like blocking a little bit the field of view. So if you can just make sure that we always see 28-volt LED, that would be nice. That's perfect. Thanks.
And Munich, 60 seconds is up. So I'm going to close CB1 and switch 1 on.
And Munich copies. And sounds good. And we are ready.
And as hopefully you guys saw when I switched switch 1 to on, the 28-volt light illuminated very momentarily and then went straight back to off.
And many copies, and we recorded that.
That was a consistent behavior to what I saw when I tried it a few days ago.
And Chris, we copy, and that's good information. Thank you. And Station Munich, Space Ground 2, for Chris, with that, you're go to continue.
Copy, go to continue. Thank you. And Munich, I already grabbed those hard drives, so if it's okay with you guys, I'm going to just continue with the 3.112 procedure.
And Chris, you're reading our minds. You're really fast, and here I go.
Great, thanks. I'm going to get started in that right now. And Munich, I can, if it's helpful for you to give you a good view with VCA1, I can zoom it out or keep it as is, whatever is most helpful for you guys.
And Chris, you would like to keep it as is.
Yeah. And Munich, station on 2, I'm complete through step 2 of the procedure and ready for your go in step 4.
Chris, Munich copies, and you are go. We still have 5 minutes of this recording time.
I'm continuing in step 4.1.
Munich copies.
And Munich, station on 2, so I performed step 4, and unfortunately it looks like even with the payload CU hard drive removed, that's the same behavior.
And many copies, and with that, you have to continue in your execution node with the step 2.B, reinserting the previous PCU HDD.
Copy all, and I'll get started on that.
Thank you, Chris.
And Munich, station on 2, I just wanted to check with you. Do you want me to give it another try with the power cycling before getting it all put back together with the foam top and secured? Or do you want me to just put the foam on and continue with the procedure?
Munich is with you on 2. We are good to give it another try. Thanks for offering.
Absolutely. Let me give it another try right now. We have a solid green light that has not gone out.
And Chris, that's amazing. We are really happy for that. Thank you.
A fantastic. I will get the foam put back on it and resecured. Would you like me to leave it in the on state while I do that, or would you like me to power it off for doing that?
Chris, please leave it on. That's a state we did not have yet.
Absolutely. All right, I'll keep it on, and I will put the foam cover back on and try to minimize the impulses to it while I do that.
Mini copies all. Thanks a lot for this work.
A pleasure. I'm glad we were able to get it to stay powered on again. And Munich, station on 2, I am complete in the new bag in the Columbus end cone, and I'm happy to leave VCA1 on as long as you guys would like, if it's helpful for you to monitor and see if anything changes with it.
And Munich copies. We have one last request for you, if you still have a minute, to check that the blue Ethernet cable on the front is not bended too much.
See that? I'll take a quick look at it.
Munich copies. Thanks a lot.
All right, Maria, I tried to straighten out the Ethernet cable a little bit. It's a rather stiff cable with a lot of memory, so the curve in the cable wants to kind of push it sideways, but I think I Velcroed it in a good configuration that will keep it a little more in line. Let me know if that works for you guys.
Chris, that looks good for us, and you're relieved. Thanks a lot for your work. We're really happy, and have a great rest of your day.
Wonderful. Yeah, glad we were able to get it working. Thanks for working with me on it, and have a great rest of your day as well. Appreciate it.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Complan.
Go ahead, 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, just wanted to give you a heads up. We're currently experiencing an issue with our KU Compath, and so until we can get it resolved, we do not have KU available, so no Space to Ground 3 or 4.
Copy all. Yeah, I was noticing that it was gray on the boxes here, and I wasn't necessarily expecting that. Cool. I will stay on 2 with you guys.
All right, and then no video as well. So if you wanted to point a camera for these cargo ops, that would not help us at the moment.
Yep, copy that. It might make me feel better, but probably wouldn't help you guys all that much.
All right, thank you.
Mute it. Station on 2.
Munich is with you on 2.
Hi, I was just floating through Columbus to stow some things in CASA, and I just wanted to give you guys a report that the green light on granular sound, the 28-volt light, is currently off OFF. I just wanted to let you know. Wasn't sure whether that was expected or not.
And Chris, we copy. We actually were, so granular sound turned off again when we switched on some subsystems, so we are actually checking again our heads what it could be, so you might see some troubleshooting activities in the future.
Okay, yeah, no worries. Yeah, let me know how I can help with it. Good luck.
And Munich appreciates your help. Thanks a lot. We need to first get our activities in line.
For sure, yep, no problem. Houston, station on 2 for Dragon Packing.
We are with you on 2.
Hey, Huff, I'm working step 72.05 in Stotrack, and I found a Ziploc bag titled CPU cartridge. In Stotrack, it says quantity 1. On this Ziploc bag, it says CPU cartridge quantity 2. And it does look like there are two Ziploc bags inside that say CPU cartridge quantity 1 on them. One of them has spare Sharpie on it, and I just wanted to make sure, am I supposed to bring back both of these or just one? I just didn't want to bring back the wrong thing.
Checking. All right, Chris, we will check on that and get an answer back to you as soon as we can.
Copy all. I am going to, just for everybody's SA, I'm going to take this Ziploc bag that says CPU cartridge quantity 2 and contains two CPU cartridges, and I'm going to put it into that SpaceX-33R039 bag, and then we'll just put a note to take one out if that's the correct thing, or to leave it as is.
And Chris, we copy all. We concur with your plan, and you are go to proceed.
See that? Thank you. Houston, station on 2 for Stotrack.
Go ahead on 2.
I think I answered my own question, and one of the subsequent steps explains that there should also be a spare one. They just were packaged all together in a way that I didn't expect, so we should be all good. Everything looks as expected.
All right, we are following along, and we concur and copy.
And Houston, station on 2, while I have you on the topic of Stotrac Step 72, Step 72.02 references a constraint image, but I don't seem to see one. I just wanted to double-check whether I should be packing this bag for an image.
Checking. All right, Chris, that looks like it's a miss on our part. Apologies for that, and we will get you that constraint image as soon as we can. Note, we are still down KU services, but maybe later this afternoon.
Yeah, that's not a problem at all. I'll finish packing up that bag and just kind of get it in a reasonable config, and when you get the constraint image, I'll take a look at it and make it all work. Thank you.
Thank you. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and KU.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris. I hope you KU tell me some good news.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe. All right, so we lost KU earlier around 11:39 due to a temperature issue that we saw on our transmitter-receiver controller. And we're still investigating, but it looks like it's got the same kind of signatures that we've seen in the past on our other KU group. And so our fix action right now is just to power cycle the TRC and see if that brings it back. And so we need about 30 minutes to perform the power cycle and the recovery steps. So we're going to wait until after our next LOS. And so around 1311, we will begin recovery actions and hope to have it back 1330 or 1340.
Copy all. Thanks for the update and for laughing at my attempted joke, which I really tried hard for. And yeah, that sounds good. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help out with that.
All right. You know what? Here in Mission Control Houston, we wish we could go back in time and hear that joke a second time. It was so good.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for the AGA battery charging swap.
Hey, if you're looking for a go in step 2.1, you've got it.
Read my mind. Thanks very much.
No problem.
Perfect. That sounds great to me.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Lost Item.
Ah, I see you may have found my iPad, because I'm looking for that.
Ooh, I don't know about your iPad, but we did just notice a what looked to be a foil package, maybe with food, might have been your iPad, floating from Node 1 into Node 3.
I see it over there. That was definitely my iPad. There it is.
All right. Ready to go.
The Houston station on 2 from the airlock. I've got the airlock camcorder set up and just wanted to check on whether this view was okay.
Checking. Right, Chris, stand by 1 on that report of the view. We are checking it out. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris and camera. We have a good view in the airlock. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thank you for confirming.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for dust filters.
Hey, Chris, great to talk to you. What do you got for dust filters?
Hey, other Chris, great to talk to you, too. Great to see you up there. You can go ahead and discard those dust filters in the current hardware JSP. And then at some point today, I know we wanted to do this earlier but didn't get a chance to, we'd like you to reconnect to that Teams channel for the virtual ATU and like to give that a test.
All of that sounds like a plan. Let me go shove those in the hardware JSP right now, and then I'll log on to Teams.
Good plan. And for your information, we have Space to Ground 2 already in enabled for that virtual ATU test. Happy thumbs.
Perfect. Yeah, that'll be really nice if it works. And Houston, station on 2. I can hear myself.
And Chris on 2. We definitely heard you and heard your echo, so nice to hear you twice.
Fantastic. I'm glad that that works. I might try one other config of this in 1 second, so I might ask you to give me one more call back.
We're here for it all day long, Chris.
Houston, station on 2. One more.
All right, Houston, standing by.
Perfect. I still hear you loud and clear over the iPad, so that's perfect.
Excellent. Great news, Chris.
I just wanted to check out my config for when I'm on T2, that it would actually come through over the music.
And Station Houston on 2, Chris, we would love to get a test of you talking through your headphones via the virtual ATU, if able.
Cool. Virtual ATU. I do copy.
And Chris, we have you relatively clear. There's a tiny bit of an echo, but that would work if you had to call us. It would get our attention.
That's fantastic. That's great news. Thanks.
Yeah, Chris, that's excellent. Thanks. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for UHAS and item in the lab. Station Houston on 2, we see you have strained the item we saw in the lab. And I wanted to let you know that Space to Ground 4 is privatized for UHAS. Happy thumbs up.
Yeah, I'll let Sergey know, and I'll put 4 on the lab APU, or sorry, the airlock APU.
Houston copies. Station Houston on 2. Chris, we think we might have seen part of the flexible bracket that you stowed putting forward in the lab. Just wanted to give you a heads up in case that was being pesky.
Sorry, say again, you think you saw part of a bracket floating in the lab?
Hey, from Chris, yeah, I believe part of that blue flex bracket that you had stowed, I think we saw part of it go floating forward.
Okay, interesting. I'll keep an eye out. It looks like all the pieces of this guy are here and together, but if I see something else, I'll have a suspicion where it came from. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. We'll keep watching as well.
Appreciate the extra eyes. One other question for you while I've got you here. I'm working this stow track step for step 73, and I've got this SpaceX 33R021 bag. I just wanted to double check this is not a third gen CTD, and I just wanted to make sure that's okay.
All right, we're checking, Chris. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for CTB.
And Chris is with you in the PMM.
Chris, we have you so loud and so clear. It's pretty cool. So regarding the CTB, R021, that was not a third gen CTB, that does match our packing plan. Our ISO is just going to check and confirm that that's okay with SpaceX, but you are go to press for now.
Copy, go to press. Appreciate it.
Houston, station on 2 for a bubble wrap question.
Chris, we are with you on 2 for bubble wrap.
Yeah, so we are in a little bit of a bubble wrap shortage on station, and I'm looking at step 74.07, where I'm going to be wrapping 4 EMU leg assemblies individually in bubble wrap. This will probably use up most of our remaining large pieces of bubble wrap, and I just wanted to double check before I started doing that whether you guys had any whether there were any alternate options, or you guys had any ideas, or whether just do it and we'll sort out the other items when we get to them.
Second, Chris. And Chris, we will have you press with the individual bubble wrappings of the legs for now, and we're going to look into some other solutions, assuming we're going to run out of the bubble wrap here.
Yeah, I think the most likely is that we're going to run out of big pieces of bubble wrap, and so if we have to wrap big things, it'll end up being that we have to cut up a lot of really small bubble bags and tape them together, which we might be able to make work, but it'll just take a lot of time.
Copy. That is great feedback for us, Chris. Thanks.
Houston, station on 2 from the PMM for a stow track question.
All right, Chris, we are with you on 2. Go for your question.
Yeah, I'm working step 76. And it's having me gather a 2.0 CTB serial number 5058, and it's supposed to be a SpaceX return bag. But I have this 2.0 CTB in front of me, and it's labeled EVVA helmet, and I just wanted to double-check that this is, in fact, the SpaceX return bag I'm looking for. It doesn't have a green label or say SpaceX return, and I just wanted to make sure.
All right, we're checking. And, Chris, while I've got you and ISO's checking, we've been having a debate down here for an embarrassingly long amount of time as to what the LabCam 2 image is showing. We're pretty sure it's showing Node 2, but it looks very dark, and we're suspicious it might be a static image. The next time you're in that vicinity, could you check out that camera and make sure it's giving us a live feed? Thanks.
That is a great question. I will check that out next time I'm over there.
Either that, or you've pulled some amazing magic tricks floating into Node 2 but not showing up on that camera, so we're delighted to figure out an answer here.
Well, I can't give away my magic trick, but I'll take a look.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and Cargo Ops.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Yeah, Chris, we've done our check, and that is the correct bag for step 76. that is the correct content that we're expecting. Since there's no green return label on that CPB, we'd like you to use the steps in 74.01 to make a green return label for that bag. It should be labeled SpaceX 33R016.
Copy that. I'll put a green label, SpaceX 33R016, on it. And I'm taking a look at the lab cam 2 right now.
Great. You have the room waiting with bated breath. All right, Chris, we now see you. We see the camera back to full brightness, live feed, magic trick revealed. Thank you very much.
Yeah, the camera was in a weird state. It was locked up and actually not, I clicked its power off, but the lights didn't go off on it. So I just pulled the plug on it and replugged it back in, and that seemed to have set it up straight. I'm going to blame the geomagnetic storm and that sort of a thing, because it seems to be happy now.
Great. Thanks for that report, Chris.
And Houston Station on 2. It looks like Sergey is done with his hoo-ha early, and we've got a time slot to we got good enough calm to knock mine out now, so I'm going to take a break from the cargo ops and knock out my hoo-ha and then come back to the cargo ops after that.
Copy, Chris. That sounds like a great plan to us. When you're done with that, and when we have KU, we do have a couple of troubleshooting steps that we'll need your help with for ESA's granular sounds at a later time. But just let us know when you're done.
Yeah. As soon as I am done with UGA, I'll check back in, and we'll see what we can do there.
Sounds great. Yeah, and if it works, you're free to give Munich a call when you're free. Happy thumbs.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, Chris. Munich Station on 2 here. I've got some time to help with granular sound if this works for you.
Chris, this is Munich with you. Thank you very much for calling.
A pleasure.
So if you have a couple of minutes, we would like to ask you to, again, a power cycle of the unit. Give us 1 minute. We need to do a ground configuration, and then I'm coming back to you with the actual steps we perform, which is nothing more or less than what you did this morning. Please just 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll stand by for a couple minutes, and I'll just get in position near the device.
Chris, this is Munich back with you on 2.
And I'm with you on 2.
All right, so on the ground side, we put in place our oversampling, so you should just reach again the granular sound device in Columbus and perform the same activity you did this morning at 8:20, so to put the switch 1 to off, the CB1 to open, then wait 6 seconds, and close, and then put the switch 1 to on. How you did it?
Copy all, yep. I'm going to take switch 1 to off and then CB1 to open, wait 60 seconds, and then CB1 to close, and then switch 1 to on, and hopefully the green light will, the 28-volt light will stay on.
That's a great read back, Chris. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to get that started right now. Now, you're welcome to come on board with VCA1 if that's helpful at all.
Chris, we appreciate the offer for this part, for this, let's say, check. We are fine also without the video this time. Thanks.
Copy all. 60 seconds has elapsed. I'm going to repower the device.
Increase.
And Munich Station 2, we had the same behavior as earlier where the green LED flashed on momentarily and then extinguishes.
Increase. We copy behavior. We are then going to do some ground checks later on, so no further actions for you today. We really, really appreciate very much your extra support today. Thank you.
No problem at all. Sorry it's being so troublesome, but good luck with the debugging. Houston, station on 2. I'm going to pick back up in Dragon Cargo Ops. I just wanted to check in with you before the LOS to see if you had anything that you needed me to do.
Thanks, Chris. We are going to check and get back to you if we have any words, but so far nothing.
Copy all. I'm going to get started. I'm going to work on a little bungee jail and get started on the cargo ops.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and stowage words. All right, Chris, just a couple of things. First, in response to your crew note, you can move that 4.0 CPB in Columbus, serial number 5097. Away from that sensitive hardware to node 2, overhead 2. And that, actually, that CTB is called out later in your STO track, steps 80.06 and 07. So you'll access that CTB from the new location, node 2 overhead 2. Just want to point those steps out. And then also for 80.06 for the thumb drive, instead of it going to the current location, the current final location as listed, we have a new final location for you. It will be JLP 1, F 1, blocker Charlie 2, in a Ziploc bag labeled hard drive, serial number 09 through 11. That's a good copy, Chris. And no other words on cargo. Sounds good. See you then. And Chris, one go back on the comm situation. Looks like the gap in comm we're seeing on Optimus is not correct. So we are expecting to keep S-band and Ku band through this gap. But if you'd like us to leave you alone, I can do that.
No, that's great. I appreciate all the help, and I'm glad we have some bonus comm.
Okay, great. Sorry, I'll let you get back to your work.
Houston Station on cue for a quick stowage big picture question.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so I was just looking at the next steps, and so step 78 is having me take the NORS tank mount that's currently in the airlock out and put that in the PMM. And I was just, I think the prior steps, it's a big picture, we were doing a one-for-one swap, but I just didn't see the other step, because I know there's a NORS mount in the PMM right now. Basically, I'm just worried about the PMM being a little bit too crowded to fit an extra NORS tank mount. Right now, I'm wondering about the choreography of just leaving that in the airlock for now, because it's pretty deep back in the crew lock behind, so it's going to be a pretty big job to get out. And I just wanted to check on when we're taking one from the PMM and where they're sort of ending up.
Chris, great question. We're going to look into it and think about that choreography a little bit. In the meantime, you're go to press with the subsequent steps. Happy thumbs.
Awesome. Yep, that looks pretty reasonable. Station on 2, question STO track 80.03.
Go ahead, Chris.
On this step, it says to grab this bubble bag with a microgas gyro box in it, and then it says wrap in bubble wrap. Does that mean it wants a double layer of bubble wrap, or is this bubble bag that it's in sufficient?
We're checking when we have a good view of that bag right now. In the meantime, if we could get a comm check on the virtual ATU from you, that would be excellent.
Yeah, sorry, I logged out of it and didn't log back in. Let me hop back on.
No worries, thanks. And Chris, bigger picture question on the virtual ATU. How do you want to manage it when we have dropouts like that after LOSs or things of that nature? Do you want us to ping you if it dropped out? Do you want to manage it? Let us know.
That's a great question. It does seem like you kind of have to log in after every LOS, and my sense on it is it does give you kind of an echo if you're in an area with good ATU coverage, so I think probably what makes the most sense is for, I do really like having the option for it, but basically if I feel like I want it, maybe just I'll log in, like if I'm going to be deep in the PMM for a while or in Dragon for a while or on T2, I can ping you guys and I can just log in if that's easy enough. But if I'm going to be sort of center line or in modules with ATUs, I probably would prefer to leave it off.
We like that suggestion, Chris. I think that makes a lot of sense. For your awareness, we don't have the ability to see whether or not you are logged in to the Teams channel. We don't have someone on in the Teams channel on our end here. But it will work just fine as long as you ping us when you are logging in, so we have that awareness. Okay, copy your thumb.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. So I'll let you guys know when I'm hopping in, and I'll also try to let you guys know when I'm hopping off of it so you have that SA.
Sounds like a great plan, Chris. And other good news is we are happy with the bubble wrap as is. No need to double wrap it.
Perfect. Music to my ears. Thanks. Houston, station on 2 for the virtual ATU. I'm going to try to log back in to do a comm check if that works for you guys. And someone should let you in soon screen.
And Chris, I copied that. Definitely agree with you that We probably don't want to keep you waiting in the lobby. So, one, we're going to get someone to admit you here shortly, and then, two, we're going to change the meeting setting so that that is not a problem in the future.
Yeah, no worries. That's sounds like a good plan. Although I think as long as I tell you when I'm hopping on, that yeah, whatever works for you guys.
Happy thanks.
Houston, station ComChack on virtual ATU.
And Chris, we have you loud and clear on the virtual ATU. Thank you.
Perfect, and I have you loud and clear as well.
Go ahead, Chris. Copy, nothing in the bag, and we are checking for an alternate possible location for that repair kit. And Chris, if you are looking for a go in step 1.1, you have it. And Chris, on Space Ground 2, that's an affirm. You can ignore those.
See that, ignoring those steps.
Good feedback. And for your SA, we might have a little bit of ratty S-band right now.
Copy that. Thanks for the heads up. Houston, station on 2 with a quick resupply tank question.
Go ahead. We're with you on 2.
Yeah, when I removed the resupply tank serial number 16 in slot 1, I saw that it already had a marking on it that said removed on GMT 063 in 2025. I just wanted to make sure that was expected.
Interesting. All right, we're checking. Station Houston on 2 for Chris and resupply tank changeout.
Houston, Chris is with you on 2.
Okay, thanks for checking. Looks like that tank has been moved around a little bit. That is an old label when we removed it from slot 4 and reinstalled it into slot 1 where we believe you got it from. You are go to remove that old label and replace it with today's GMT.
Perfect. That makes sense to me. Just wanted to make sure. Also, I found an old part of our vacuum in there, so that's interesting.
Fascinating. Thanks for the report. Yeah, that sucks for anyone who lost that.
But
thank you, Chris.
And Houston, station on 2, the water resupply tanks have successfully been swapped out, and I'm complete in that task.
Happy, Chris. Thank you for that. Could we have a report as to which tank was installed where?
I got it in a crew note. We got tank serial number 27 with barcode 00260658 Mike is installed in slot number 2. And water resupply tank serial number 000028, barcode 00260659 Mike, is installed in slot 1.
Excellent. Appreciate that, Chris. Yeah, we just saw the crew note come in. Appreciate your call.
Never a problem.
And, Chris, we do have, going back to your stow truck questions, we do have some possible locations for that missing EMU repair kit. We know you're kind of at the end of the day, and so I can either give you those possible locations now or I can put them in tomorrow's daily summary, whatever you'd like.
I can take them in about 30 seconds.
Happy, I'll wait for you.
And Chris, I'm ready to copy those locations.
All right, three different locations. The first one is probably the one that you're going to like the least. It's possible that this repair kit could be airlock deployed. And so we've heard that that is a busy spot right now, so I think over to you on how deep you're willing to dive on that. Other two locations are a couple of half CTBs. First is a half CTB serial number 5107 labeled EMU repair items, located node 1, overhead 4, Charlie 2, Delta 2. And then our second location is a little bit, our third location actually, is a little bit of a shot in the dark. It's another half CTB, serial number 5206, labeled ISS Internal Microorganisms. It's located in airlock, check 1, Bravo 1. It was previously used to house similar items, which is why we think it might possibly be a location, but we're less sure about that.
Okay. I copy all. Check airlock deployed. Check the EMU repair 0.55107, which was up kind of next to where the other one was. And then also check the microorganisms 0.55206 and deck 1 underscore Bravo 1. And maybe also just for my, I think, rough size of the EMU repair kit. I think I get them all confused with the ORU maintenance kit and all those various things.
Great question, Chris. Checking that. And then obviously this is not something you need to perform today. It can be deferred to tomorrow's cargo app.
Yeah, for sure. I figure if I can easily find it, I will. If not, we'll hit it tomorrow. And then I had one other question for you. So I found an AC vacuum crevice tool at the bottom of the resupply tank spot. I was just going to put that with one of our NOMOPS vacuums as an extra, or is there another place you guys would like me to put that?
Happy, Chris. I think that is a good location for now. If we need anything different, we'll let you know.
Happy and welcome. Houston, station on 2 for the EMU repair kit.
We're with you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, so good news. I found it. It was in that second option, the 0.5 5107 bag, and apparently it's a Ziploc bag with a lot of little parts in it.
Fantastic, Chris. Thank you. Yeah, I was holding that information from you and didn't have a chance to give that up to you, but we were going to give it to you, I promise. But well done. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. It was more me chuckling at the fact that I had a very different vision in my head of what a EMU repair kit was.
I think perhaps so did we. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, just a heads up that 85-5206, the MicroOrgs half CTV, is not in Airlock 1, Deck 1, Bravo 1. I know that I saw that bag recently when we were prepping for the EVA. I'm wondering whether...
And Chris, I think we're back with you on Space Ground 2 after a brief handover.
I talked myself right into a handover. I was saying that the MicroOrgs bag was not in Airlock 1, Deck 1, Bravo 1. I recall seeing it when we definitely saw it when we were prepping for the mod kit EVA a couple weeks ago. I'm guessing it might be in one of the 10.0 CTVs that's currently in Node 1 Deck 2, but I have not had a chance to check yet.
Happy, Chris. Appreciate that report, and that is a problem for another day.
Agreed. And one other StowTrack question for you as I just put this away. I realize that the 1.0 CTV SpaceX 33R037, serial number 5052, it doesn't have a green label. It's got a white label. Is that an issue, or do you want me to make a green label for it?
Happy, Chris. Really appreciate that attention to detail. We would like you to make a green label for it tomorrow.
Gotcha. All right. I got it.
To the meeting. Thank you for your patience.
Station on 2, looking for your go in step 5.1 of the AGA battery ops.
Happy, Chris, and your go.
Houston, station on 2, the AGA battery recharge ops are complete.
Happy, Chris, thank you.
And Houston, Chris is with you on 2 for the WSS changeout.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, so in our telemetry, we believe we're seeing a small air leak from the WSS. We'd like to ask you to please recycle both the air tank hose and the compressor port tank connection on both tanks 1 and 2, and then we'll re-perform our ground check. If you need a procedure reference in that WSS swap procedure, steps 1.7 for the disconnect and 2.3 for the reconnect.
Yeah, no worries. I will go ahead and recycle both the air and water connections for tanks 1 and 2 on both of those. I'll do that momentarily.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
And Houston, station on 2.
Hi, Chris.
I recycled the connectors on both tanks 1 and
2. Station Houston on 2, back with you. That was definitely me walking us into a handover.
Oh, my bad. I was just saying that is all complete. The water system has been, the connectors were all recycled. They did look in a nominal configuration. I saw a green band on both of the water connectors and the air connectors were all flush, but I unplugged and replugged them anyways, and hopefully that fixes it.